In front of a room full of police, Attorney General Jeff Sessions acknowledged that crime rates in the U.S. remain near historic lows, but he went on to paint a picture of violence that's creeping back up amid drug use.
My fear is that this crime rise is not a blip, but it's could be the beginning of a trend. And if we act effectively now, we can stop this trend from rising.
Sessions pointed to Richmond itself as an example of how to crack down. In the late 1990s, the city pushed forward with a program called Project Exile. Drug offenders were locked up in federal prisons, sometimes for decades, if their crimes involved a gun. The approach didn't last, and the verdict is still out on how effective it was. It's been highly criticized, though, for disproportionately affecting low-income African Americans. Taking questions from the press after his speech, Sessions stood by those tactics.
When you fight crime, you have to fight it where it is, and you may have at some point an impact that of a racial nature that we hate to see, but if it's done properly, it's the right thing. In other words, if it's focused fairly and objectively on dangerous criminals, then you're doing the right thing.
Richmond's most violent year was 1994, when 161 people were killed. Last year, there were 61 murders in the city. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.